today's gospel, Jesus speaks a lot about glory. He prays to the Father before his passion. Father, I desire that they might see my glory. And he says, the glory that you have given to me, I have given to them. A lot about glory. Speaking of glory, I can say these past few days have been very glorious. I was just speaking with someone, and they said that that was one of the most glorious masses that they've been to in their life yesterday. And I can agree. The glory of being ordained is such a gift, and also the glory of all of you, that the glory of the faces of so many of my loved ones and friends. So I'm grateful for receiving glory from God, but receiving glory from each of you, each of your love. What is glory? It's a mysterious word. It's talked about 263 times in the Bible. It's a word that's used very often. And Jesus tells us today what glory is. He says, the glory that you gave me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Glory is the Father's love. That's glory. That the Father has loved Jesus Christ and he knows it, and that he has loved us. That's glory. And St. Paul, we heard in the beautiful account of Acts of the Apostles today, he knows about glory too. He says that the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ. That's where glory is. It's in the face of Jesus Christ. We also hear from St. Irenaeus, who died about 200 years after Christ, says that the glory of God is man fully alive. But the part that we often forget of this quote, he says, but the life of man is the vision of God. That man receives life by beholding God, by beholding the face of Jesus Christ. God the Father has loved us so much that he sent his Son as a concrete image of his love. And we see it in his face. We have a beautiful crucifix in this church, and look at Jesus' face. That's love. But the love happens in that very place at the crucifixion. The glory happens in the place of sufferings in our life. St. Paul also says, I glory in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. Said Jesus is with us in our sufferings. But we're not only called to receive the glory of God by looking at Jesus at the crucifix, by his presence in the Eucharist, that Jesus is in the tabernacle, and he's given us a place to look at his glory, to see his glory here and now before heaven. But we're called to share his glory. We're called to make the Father's love known to the world, just as Jesus himself made the Father's love known to the world, so that others may know that the Father has sent Jesus. How do we give glory? How do we share the glory of God? How do we share the face of Jesus Christ? I have a brief story to make this concrete. When I was in high school, I began going to daily mass. God's grace was at work in my life in this very church. And I would start to pray. The tabernacle used to be in that back chapel back there. And I would pray there after mass. And I just wanted to rest in the presence of Jesus and the Eucharist, rest before the tabernacle. I just felt called to do that. But there was a beautiful young lady in the chapel. and I really liked when she was in there praying with me. This might not be going where you think. And when she was praying there, she sat on the other side looking. She's just radiant and warm, and she loved to be in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. And she received his glory, and she radiated his face. She showed the Father's love to the world. And one day she came up to me in the chapel and knelt down and said, she said, "Ryan, stay here. Stay here and receive from Jesus in the Eucharist, because he wants to pour out his grace on you." I'm speaking of Servant of God Michelle Dupont, a saint in our diocese who is on her way to be canonized, and I'm grateful for her witness of love in my life. And that's how we're to give glory, is to stay before Jesus and receive from his love, and then show his face to the world like she did, by joy and peace and love and being normal. I'll end with a quote. Blessed Carlo Acutis, a recent saint from our time, died in 2004 or 2006, one of those days. I'm not good with dates. And he was a saint of the youth. He died when he was 14 or 16. I don't know that either. He said, if we spend time in front of the sun, we get a suntan. Right? That's true. Unless you're really white like me, you get burnt. But when we spend time in front of Jesus in the Eucharist, we become saints. And we're called to glorify the Lord by our lives and become saints. So let us do that today.